Hill at the right point. Gives to Osmond, who dumps high post to Love. Love has his back to Brown. Now goes across the lane. Good pump fake. Got him in the air. Floats it up. Floats it in. Gets fouled. And Kevin Love has a chance for the three-point play.
Para Nance, afuera para Hood. Este Jenny, perdón, ahora para el Torito. La pone tres, sí señor. Segundo triple de la noche. 2 de 2 de larga distancia. 4 de 5 en la primera mitad. 10 puntos para el Torito Colin Sexton.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
I still need to find out how you have the time during the span of a game to make those calls that are that lengthy. Why are yours A?
Yeah,
always?
Because I am my own color guy.
Well, that's a good point.
So you're getting the highlight and the color and the analysis.
It's the whole thing.
I mean, yeah, you get buy one, get one.
Colin Sexton has his name has a nice ring.
El Torito. And, yeah. That's what we call it. Young Bull.
Has a nice ring. Yeah. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
John Michael alongside the Spanish voice of the Cavaliers and the Browns, Rafa Hernandez Brito. We are joined by one of our favorites from Cavs.com. It is Joe Gabriel, who will be with us for the first half of the show. Rafa, yesterday you were over at First Energy Stadium, and that was not pleasant.
It was quickly over. I think after the first drive, it was clear what the better team was. And I think it brought everybody back to reality. I know Browns fans are supportive of their team. But this morning, you know, listening to talk radio and talking to fans, it sounded like they were surprised that they lost a game. You know, they're probably going to lose a few more before the season is over. And obviously, I didn't like the way it went down. You know, we were totally out play when you allow 500 yards and 7.7 yards per play. But we lost to a better team.
Yeah, and Joe, you're a Garfield Heights native. I think I need you to talk me down from this a little bit. Yesterday, of course, was a little bit disappointing.
The 8-0 Garfield Heights Bulldogs, by the way.
I'm sorry?
The 8-0 Garfield Heights Bulldogs.
Nice. Yeah, they walked all over.
They're walking all over everybody.
Yeah.
Pride. Look at that pride.
Bulldog pride.
It's very nice. I agree with you, Rafa, that they're going to have these games, the Browns. Okay? I mean, this is part of the learning process.
I mean, nothing worked.
This is the first game where it looked like that, right? I mean, all the other games, even the losses, they were right there. And they played, you know, okay, and there were some mistakes or whatever. But today, yesterday was still disappointing. Is it me? I know we're play-by-play guys, and we're maybe supposed to be separated from it a little bit. But I can't get over the Indians. I'm still hurting inside from the Indians, Joseph. And I don't know what it was about the it was over so quick. We watched them every and listened to them every single day all summer. And then it was game one, a kick in the gut. And then it was like you got kicked in the gut in the same spot.
And nobody even noticed because all three games were like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I mean, afternoon games, it was like a tree fell in the forest. Really, I mean, I have a problem with Major League Baseball in that respect in that, you know, again, you work for 160, however many. Six months, you wait that whole time, then you play 3 day games after all that, and it's over. I mean, it was over in the blink of an eye. Yep. By Monday afternoon, you were done.
I have a big problem with best of five in baseball. Yeah. I have a huge problem with one game.
I have a monster problem.
I mean, if at least play three games. You can play them all on the home teams, you know, play them all on the higher teams.
Agreed.
You got to at least play three for that. I think everything should be seven. But you just like that team. There was so much to like about the team. The personalities. I love Tito. I love that group. And it was over so fast. I'm feeling sad. I'm still feeling sad about it. It sounds silly, but I do.
They ran into, and I say they because the Yankees had the same thing. It was over before it was even. But the Yankees weren't supposed to be there, like the way that the Indians were. But they ran into two offensive machine between the Astros and the Red Sox. And we're trying to fix the problem with the Indians, hoping to get the Spanish broadcast going next year so we can actually win
the
World Series. Yeah. I think that's the problem.
I don't know what they could add. Like, my whole point was going to be, I don't know what they could add to put them over the top. Rafa knew exactly what it was.
Weird.
It's him.
How the conversation always comes back.
It is. If the Browns make the playoffs, you know he's taking credit. I mean total credit.
On La Mega, I'd hate to hear what if this is what it's like on the English stations. I'd hate to hear what the credit he gives himself in Spanish.
That is the part that bothers me most about the Indians.
What's that?
In that, what can they do? I mean, again, they're as loaded pitcher wise as they can be. They acquired Donaldson.
Their bullpen could get a lot better.
A lot better. And again, yeah, who do you get? Who do you acquire? I mean, that's my fear is that they are peaked out.
I don't think it's about acquiring more. That. I think it's about just being able to come in and do your job. They have issues with the bullpen during the regular season. And look at the Brewers bullpen, for example. I mean, they come in and they shut it down.
That was what the
but the bullpen
before,
really didn't implode
that's the way
until
they were
that's
when
Indians,
they went
that's
to
what the Indians were like before.
But the bullpen really didn't implode until game three.
Yeah.
What was it before then? Yeah. I mean, they just two through six
didn't hit.
Right, and
there you go. I mean,
when you have the team was as good as it could be, pretty much healthy, other than a couple of injuries. When you're as good as you can be, and it still isn't good enough, you have to really have some introspection.
I hate to quote another Yankee, Yogi Berra, but that's the way baseball is. You know, 90% is mental, and the other half is.
I mean, I know you're kidding a little bit, but geez, the Astros were bringing it, man. It hit those guys at the wrong time.
Oh, nine hit.
Yeah,
by the way.
Unfortunately, nobody's left worth rooting. I mean, at least for me. Who do you root for? The Astros aren't fun anymore. They're not the up and coming Astros anymore. Of course, you're not going
to
root for the Red Sox.
I would like to see.
Baseball's over for me.
I would like to see Brewers Astros to have a battle between two teams that were in the other league.
Yeah, flip flop leagues.
And now, you know, you see that. You know, the Brewers could become the first team to win it in both leagues.
Yeah, and I still wouldn't watch. Still wouldn't watch.
You've lost me. I'll be honest with you, I haven't watched any of it.
They've lost me in baseball. Football, we're still good. So what? Let's not worry about yesterday. They'll be fine. It's nice to see this team going, trending in the right direction, so we'll see what next week and beyond brings. Right?
I think when you start the season and you say, hey, look, we're going to have some ups and downs, I think you're not ready for the downs. This is one of the downs. It's going to happen. Baker's going to have good games, terrible games. It's going to happen.
And I think that was the problem, that everything that could go wrong went wrong altogether yesterday against the Chargers.
The defense allowed
a lot of yards again. They didn't create turnovers. The rookies didn't catch the ball. Mm-hmm. The rookie quarterback made rookie mistakes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the end of the day, when you're playing against a guy like Philip Rivers that can actually put it up there, and running back like Melvin Gordon, who's what does he have now? Like nine touchdowns in the season? I mean, he's impressive.
So, hey, we move on, and now it's Cavaliers time. Didn't seem like San Diego, by the way, knew that they were the answer to the question, who was the one in the 1-31?
Oh, didn't seem like they played that way.
They've been hearing that for a while.
They were not going to have that yesterday.
Right. And you know, they stayed over because they go into London this week. So they stayed
over
in Cleveland?
In Cleveland. I didn't know that.
And they're going to travel.
Who do they have next week in London?
You tricked me there, but they play in London.
Is that right?
So They were that long. I mean, they flew cross country to play the Browns. You would think that would be like a letdown.
Yeah, they seemed ready.
But the 1-31, it's the answer right there.
All right. So while football rolls along, we are about to begin, obviously, this season for the Cavaliers. This becomes an intriguing week, and we're going to talk more about that when we come back right here on Cavs HQ. The Cavs travel north of the border tomorrow, take on the Raptors on Wednesday night to kick off the season, then on to Minnesota, which has been an interesting place in the NBA over the last couple of weeks. We'll talk all about that when we come back right here on Cavs HQ.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
There's a fight in this city, and it lives in the blood of all of us, driving us, uniting us. This fight is our birthright. So on your feet, Cleveland. Be the one thing you were born to be. Be the fight.
Cavaliers basketball begins Sunday, October 21st, with opening night driven by Goodyear. All fans receive a t-shirt courtesy of Cleveland Clinic. Head to Cavs.com for your tickets today.
Elton John. Your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits at a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena box office, online at theqarena.com, or charge by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart. Open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and from Cavs.com, it is Joe Gabriel. The Cavaliers open up the regular season on Wednesday night. You can catch us right here on the Cavaliers Radio Network, half an hour before game time. Mike Snyder will bring you the pregame and the postgame show. Rafa, what do you get going? 15 minutes
I before? I get going 15 minutes before tip-off. What time would it be tip-off?
And folks can hear you on the pregame and the postgame show.
Me, and only me. La Mega 87.7 FM, where anything goes.
Where anything goes. You get them for all 82, all four preseason games, all postseason games, pregame show, postgame show, all Rafa, all the time, taking credit for the entire season. So it is Toronto. And when you look at some of the predictions this year in the NBA, particularly in the East, to me, this is the team that's more polarizing than any other team. There are people nationally who think that this team is better than Boston. There are people nationally who think that this team is going to be fifth or sixth in the Eastern Conference, and that the whole Kawhi Leonard situation will not work north of the border. For those a little bit newer to the NBA, DeMar DeRozan, longtime Toronto Raptor, was traded during the offseason to San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard, who had been disgruntled, wanted out of San Antonio, was shipped to Toronto. Danny Green, that a lot of people forget about, was included in that trade as well. So it's a Toronto team that won 59 games last season, gentlemen. A franchise high, best they've ever done. They're flying high. They think that this season, that last season, is going to be the one they finally get over the hump, the one that they finally take out the Cleveland Cavaliers. And in the second round, the Cavs reeling themselves off of a seven-game knockdown, drag-out, first-round win over the Pacers, go in and sweep the Raptors for the second consecutive season. And it sent the team, I don't know if disarray is the right word, but it sent Masai Ujiri, who makes all the decisions, to say enough is enough. DeRozan is out. Let's try this with Kawhi Leonard, even though we only have him locked up through the end of this season. What do you two anticipate from the Raptors this year?
Well, you know, the first question is, was he going to make that move if Kawhi Leonard was unhappy in San Antonio? Was he going to just make a coaching move, or was he taking advantage of picking up a guy who was, you know, the best defensive player in the NBA and candidate to win the MVP as well? So people forget about that too, that Kawhi Leonard is one of the best players. But to what you just said, I don't know if it's the team that have the most to prove, or it's the team that have a real axe to swing with, it because they were the best team in the East. Mm-hmm. And they really
best
changed
regular season record,
you know, they changed DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard. They have a young Anunoby who played really well in the playoff. You know, Jonas Valanciunas, who has always played well against us, at least when we get to see him. So I would say they are the team that they've got the most to prove, even though they've already proven that they're the best team in the East.
They but seem I mean, like that every year, that they have the most to prove. Like, you know, two seasons ago, the Cavs swept us, but we're okay, and we like this new system. The bench is great. That's what we heard. Yeah. That's what we've heard each and every year over the last three seasons when the Cavs have managed to knock them out. Joe.
Yeah, well, they're in a weird spot in that they're in a spot that we've been in the past few years, in that the regular season doesn't mean a ton to them. They can win 70 games, and everyone will shrug their shoulders and say, so what? You've done that before. Do it in the playoffs. What can you show me in the playoffs? And then I don't know how much coaching really does matter, especially in the playoffs at that level. Nick Nurse has not done it before.
For those new, yeah, for those a little newer, Dwayne Casey, after 7 seasons in Toronto, also was fired. He's the reigning coach of the year. Goes to Detroit, and now Nick Nurse, one of his longtime assistants, will take over.
Yeah, and I don't know if, you know, again, I don't know how much coaching means, but is he the guy to get him over the top? And, you know, Kawhi Leonard, while being a great player, maybe the best two-way player in the league, is he a leader? Is he the guy to pull you through the playoffs, or is he...
He's a proven winner.
A proven winner, but a quiet guy who is not a leader. Now, how much will leadership matter to those guys? Because, again, they've floundered in the playoffs before. Who's going to pull them through? Who's done it before? Will Kawhi Leonard do it? I don't know.
Do they need a leader? I mean, Kyle Lowry has been that guy, more than DeMar DeRozan. Do they need a leader, or do they have somebody? To me, the acquisition of Kawhi Leonard is the ultimate irony. Because what did they not have for 3 straight years in the playoffs? They didn't have the player or players who had the capability of slowing down LeBron James enough to give them a fighting chance to win. And now they have one of the few guys who's ever proven that he can do that over the course of a 7-game series. And now LeBron is on the West Coast.
But I tell you what, I think they're the odd team out, because obviously when you talk about who's going to win the East, you talk about 2 teams, right? In the final, maybe Philadelphia and Boston. But the problem I see with Toronto is that I don't think they have changed anything that they have had for the last 4 years. It's that not only they didn't have a guy to stop LeBron, but between DeRozan and Lowry, there was really not a closer. No, there was not a guy that would say, okay, he has the ball at the end of the game when we need him. Mm-hmm. And then would that be the case again this year? Would it be Lowry and Lerner, or somebody going to step up and say, I'm carrying this team?
Yeah, that's a great point. No closer. And you have all-stars. They're great players. But you've seen over the past few years, when push comes to shove,
I mean,
we have a closer. They have not. And will a guy step up?
Think about it. That game we won in overtime in Toronto, I think it was game 1, Fred VanVleet took the last shot in regulation and in overtime with DeRozan and Lowry on the court. Mm-hmm. So they don't have that guy that says, it's my ball. You're coming with me.
I tell you what, I like Toronto. I like Toronto this season. I think I'm in the minority. I think, though, that an inspired Kawhi Leonard makes them just as good as Boston. I think they're just as good as Boston. I think that Philadelphia is going to tail off a little bit this year. I think the loss of some of their veterans who are capable of making outside shots, I think they're going to be wildly deficient in the ability to make threes. I think Philadelphia is going to drop off. I think Toronto is right there with Boston. If Kawhi Leonard is healthy, that's a huge if. I think people also forget who's going to play the 2. Well, Danny Green's still there. Danny Green still can play. Yeah. Danny Green at one point was an all-NBA defensive teamer, he can shoot the 3. So a lot better than DeMar DeRozan can. So we're going to find out. But that's an area, I think that's a team on which so many people disagree. I think it's going to be fun to see what that team looks like come Wednesday night as both the Raptors and the Cavaliers open up in Toronto. We will step away when we come back. Joseph, you have something planned for us in the upcoming segment?
A little over-under. Why not?
A little over-under?
How about that?
That'll work.
You up for that, Rafa?
Over.
Cavs HQ straight ahead.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession steals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Get to the Monsters game on Friday, November 2nd for a 1-2-3 Friday where all fans can enjoy $1 Pepsi's, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beers.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000, visit clevelandmonsters.com, or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Come on, we're going to be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Wednesday's the one-day sale at Levin Furniture, and it's gonna be big. Save on hundreds of items throughout the store, and you'll get not a $50 gift card, not $100, but a $250 gift card with your $9.99 purchase. That makes our Oak Park five-piece dining set now just $8.49 with your gift card. Plus, pay no interest for 12 months. It's gonna be big. One day only, Wednesday at Levin's.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And welcome back to more Cavs HQ on this Monday night. I'm alongside Rafa Hernandez Brito and Joe Gabriel of Cavs.com. I am merely John Michael. Great to have you aboard tonight. Joseph, over under was promised to our listeners. Go.
Let's do it real quick here before we even start that. Assuming Kevin Love leads the team in scoring, who is second on the team?
I like Rodney Hood.
That's a logical choice, I think. Rodney Hood.
Thanks.
I'm going. Yeah, I know you guys never agree. Jetty Osman is the answer.
Are you agreeing with me, or you're saying that that's a logical?
Yeah, I think, you know, who else? Jetty.
Maybe your second leading scorer.
I'll tell you who it's going to be if it's not going to be Rod Hood.
Jordan Clarkson.
Yes.
Good. Also very good.
Jordan Clarkson last season was second in the NBA in bench scoring. 14-3, I think. Those two guys, by the way, before I go off on a tangent and ruin the rest of the segment, those two guys. To me, Rodney Hood and Jordan Clarkson, because now they have to play a much more prominent role, this team's success is going to rely so heavily upon if those guys can be consistent scorers each and every night. To me, that's the one thing. You want to keep an eye on something statistically that determines whether this team is winning or losing games. See how Jordan Clarkson and Rodney Hood are shooting the ball and producing offensively.
Very good. Okay, now let's get into it. Over under, how many 20-point games will Billy Preston have in Canton? 5.5. 20-point games, Billy Preston in Canton.
5.5?
No, how many 20-point games will he have in Canton? Oh, and the over-under is 5.5.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
5.5.
I think over.
I think over, too.
Okay, very good. I do, too.
I think he'll do that in his first dozen games. He'll get over.
Right? Oh, my God, I love that.
What do you think about that?
Because I love that kid. Really, he's my pet project.
He's going to be interesting to watch. He's on a two-way contract. Holland and Billy Preston, for those a little newer to the team, are on the they're the two-way guys for the Cavaliers, which means they will spend most of their season down with the Cavs NBA G League affiliate with the Canton Charge. I like his upside, too. He's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and a good kid, too. Over-under in 41 road games this year, how many pregame meals will be taco night? and the over-under is 22. Oh.
Over.
So more than half.
Over.
You know what? Rafa's so sensitive to taco night.
I know. In the first preseason game, taco night.
Was it? That's right.
Yes,
it was
taco night.
Taco night. Rafa, you love the taco night, or you do not like
it? I don't like it at all.
Why?
Because it's not real tacos.
Oh.
It's like tacos don't have guacamole.
Sour
cream.
This is what we put up with on the road. This is what we put up with
stop
on the road.
Stop taco night.
I like tacos on the road.
He's going to protest.
I'll take you to real tacos when we're in L.A. So you can have tacos.
I'm not saying that they're not real tacos. They are.
It's just not tacos. It's all like right. Cleats.
All right.
November 30th at Boston. How many minutes into the game before there's a technical foul for those guys brawling? And the over-under is 8.5 minutes.
before any technical foul or for like an altercation.
I was gonna say, like an alter. Last week I talked to Larry Nance.
Yeah.
And I said, "You guys are gonna fight when you play in the regular season." He said, "Oh yeah." So I mean, they don't like each other.
Marcus Morris got something going on with Larry Nance
and with Tristan. The yeah. Celtics and us have something going on.
Yeah, we beat them the last 4 years.
Exactly. So I think they don't like each other. I know they don't like each other. So I'm say 8.5 minutes into the game, will there be somewhat of a beef that results in a technical foul?
Over. I think they'll take it easy.
I do too. I think it'll take longer than that. In case anybody in the preseason, by the way, Marcus Smart was ejected in a preseason game for pushing J.R. Smith from behind after J.R. got tangled up with Aaron Baines. All right, Joe.
We're getting a 1 minute warning here.
Yeah, time for one more.
Ante Zizic. Oh, one more?
Yeah. Or two. Quick. Go.
Okay, quick. Ante Zizic shooting percentage, 69.5%. Will he shoot over 70% from the field this year?
Wait, over?
70% from the field.
Zizic, he's leading the league.
Well, he shot 88% in the preseason and 73%.
I know he did. He's going to play a lot more. No chance.
Okay, last one.
I like him. I love him, but 70%. My goodness.
I'm going to say over two. Last one. What's the maximum temperature that John Michael will bundle up like it's the middle of winter? And the over-under is 58 degrees. If it gets below 58, John Michael will...
Way under, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of changes in
climate. He was bundled up the other day.
He was 60 degrees, and he had two hoods on. Two.
I refuse to get... When you come out of that plane and it hits you, I hate being cold.
Especially when you work behind the engine going on.
We were almost...
Blown away.
Almost blown literally into blown space. Away. Getting too close to the turbine after our last trip. That'll do it, Joseph. Thank you. Second half, Jack Armstrong of the Toronto Raptors. He's going to break down the Cavs' opening night opponent. Straight ahead on Cavs HQ.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
The Eagles, live in concert. Welcome to the Hotel California. Performing over four decades of hits. Take it to the limit. Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, October 20th. Life in the fast lane. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check eagles.com.
There's a fight in this city, and it lives in the blood of all of us, driving us, uniting us. This fight is our birthright. So on your feet, Cleveland. Be the one thing you were born to be. Be the fight.
Cavaliers basketball begins Sunday, October 21st, with opening night driven by Goodyear. All fans receive a t-shirt courtesy of Cleveland Clinic. Head to Cavs.com for your tickets today.
Having sold more than 100 million records worldwide, the iconic Cher returns. Here We Go Again Tour 2019, performing hits spanning her entire career. Quicken Loans Arena, February 6th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Cher, the album Dancing Queen, is available everywhere now. For more, visit Cher.com.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Magic was definitely in the air at Quicken Loans Arena on Tuesday night. Sorcery was felt throughout the arena as the Q turned into the School of Witchcraft and Wizardry as the Cavs hosted the annual Big Shots and Little Stars event. The spellbinding night benefits Flashes of Hope and the Children's Tumor Foundation, raising awareness and funds for pediatric cancer research. It was a who's who of Northeast Ohio as business and community leaders were joined by Cavs coaches and front office staff, plus Dumbledore, McGonagall, and their friends. Following an entertaining and emotional stage show, the highlight of the night, as it is every year, was the inspirational fashion show. The true stars of the night were the Little Stars, pediatric cancer survivors, who made their way down the runway with Cavs players and other local big shots. With wands waving and confetti falling, it was a magical night for everyone involved.
Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart.
And we welcome you back to the second half of Cavs HQ alongside Rafa Hernandez Brito. I am John Michael. Good stuff in the second half, Rafa. One of our favorites, Jack Armstrong. He provides the analysis for the Raptors on the television side. He will be joining us on the other side of our next break to break down the Raptors. This first week, when the schedule came out, Cavs open at Toronto, then on to Minnesota. On Friday, we said, oh, that's a little bit strange. We never opened up like that before. Then back home opener, Sunday night, 6 o'clock tip at the Q against the Atlanta Hawks. But at the time, we did not know that there were going to be some intriguing stories, not only in Toronto, but also Minnesota. Now, Toronto, we get to see the debut of Kawhi Leonard, yeah. And we get to see what this Toronto team looks like. In Minnesota, after the last couple of weeks in the Jimmy Butler drama, who knows what we're going to see up there?
The big difference between the two visits is that Toronto took care of their business that they had to take care of way before training camp started.
Yeah.
So when everybody reported, everybody knew who was going to. Obviously, the news was what Kawhi Leonard was going to say. Is he happy? Is he this? Is he that? But in Minnesota, you know, the latest reports is that Jimmy Butler will play their season opener, which means, you know, we had asked the question, what are we going to encounter when we go to Minnesota, and now we know. At least we know tonight.
We think
that Jimmy Butler will be a Timberwolf when we get there. But then, how does this affect
not only the
morale on the team? These are young guys that we're talking about. You know, between Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins, and you know, you have veterans like Derrick Rose who kind of threw a shot at Jimmy Butler when asked if the whole situation was bothering the team mentally, and his response was no, because he's not with the team all the time.
Or wasn't.
So, you know, and then the whole thing when he showed up to practice
and then called
Rachel Nichols that he was ready to talk. And
right.
What was
she
that?
Flew out.
Was that Jimmy Butler the leader? Or Jimmy Butler the guy who wanted to get traded and just taking the last swing at it?
And still, you know, just to back up a second, we don't know for sure if Jimmy Butler's going to be there. There was a report just earlier today that said, well, maybe they're still looking to trade him, which wouldn't be that surprising because of everything that's taken place. Not only are there young guys on that team in Towns and Wiggins, but these are the guys with reportedly whom Jimmy Butler has a problem.
I know that.
Well, they're not just young. They're the reasons for what's going on here.
Yeah. And that's what you and I are not privy to.
Right.
Like, you know, we don't know what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Mostly their work ethic. It's, I don't know if it's
reportedly,
about showing up late.
Right.
To
whatever.
Practice. Not, you know,
we don't
Jimmy
know.
Butler is still from that generation of guys that are early, you know, to the first one in, last one out. I don't know what happened. I'll be speculating if I tell you what Jimmy Butler's problem was with Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns. But for him to go right at the franchise and at the guy that brought him there, Tom Thibodeau. I mean, he went at everybody.
And that was, to me, that's part of the whole intrigue of the situation. Remember, Jimmy Butler played for Tom Thibodeau in Chicago, one of Tom Thibodeau's favorites, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thibodeau goes to Minnesota, trades for
Jimmy Butler. A lot.
Right, so Chris Dunn goes the other way, Zach LaVine goes the other way, and the rights to what became Lauri Markkanen, mm-hmm. who looks like he has a ton of promise in the NBA, to bring in Jimmy Butler, and now Jimmy doesn't want to play.
After what, a half a season?
Right, and remember, Tom Thibodeau took over the reins in terms of making some of the calls in terms of what they're bringing in.
And if you
want,
and if you want to add to that whole mess, that enough is a mess.
Yes.
If you want to add the owner saying, I want him traded, when Tom Thibodeau is saying, I want him, I mean, it's crazy.
Right, the owner, again, for those who aren't familiar with the story, it was reported that the owner went out and said, you know what, if you're not getting anywhere with Thibodeau
or
GM, call me directly, and I'll get rid of Jimmy Butler. If I'm the GM, I lose my mind.
Well, but the GM
what
is
are
the
you
coach.
They also have another GM. They work together. But
he's Tom Thibodeau making the call.
But if I'm those guys, I'm saying, you know what? I mean, I know you're my owner and you pay the bills and you can fire me tomorrow, but come on, man.
It's crazy. And again, we're less than 5 days away from that visit, and we don't know what we're going to find. We don't know what they're going to have when they jump on the court for their season opener.
You know, I know. You know who you feel for? That poor fan base. They hadn't even made the play. They had the longest streak of not making the playoffs.
And they finally made it last year.
Finally, last year, they got in.
And they looked promising, too. They were just one piece away.
They got to enjoy it, and they said, look, we're a team that's on the rise. We're up and coming. We have one of the better players in the game in Jimmy Butler. And then all of a sudden, and it's crazy. And now the whole thing is it could be unraveling. This is you want to,
and it's going to go down quick if they.
You
want to
talk about something that's going to define the future of Tom Thibodeau, not only in Minnesota, maybe for the rest of his NBA career. He's got to, if they can recover from this or find a way to move forward with this, it's going to define.
I know how that can be fixed, John. Bringing Joakim Noah to.
Oh yeah. Did you hear that? That was rumored. Joakim Noah?
That would just make the whole soap opera. That's another personality right there.
Another former Thibodeau player.
Exactly, a former Bulls guy. So that would be interesting to see how Tom Thibodeau resolves this impasse.
Noah and the New York Knicks did not get along. that was a failed experiment. They paid him a load, and they still owe him a load of money. You know, he had the reported blow up with Jeff Hornacek,
and you got to give it to him. He's just sat out.
Well, you have to give it to him. Yeah, what, you're proud of him? For
no,
doing that?
But I'm saying
I don't know whose side I'm on here because I don't know what happened.
But he got caught. He got put away from the team.
Yeah, I think you have to credit the coach for saying, you know what, that's enough. We can't have him around the team. It depends which way you look at it. I don't know. Who knows who you're siding with? Who knows who was at fault, if anyone was at fault?
And it wasn't just with Hornacek, I think, because Hornacek is no longer with the Knicks.
Right.
And
I mean, that could have been patched up, but it was
it
not.
It wasn't.
They elected not to patch it up. Yeah. So Noah is no longer a Knick. There was a rumor that he might be going to Minnesota, but I think it seemed more rumor than anything else. Lakers, I didn't hear that one. Yeah. Oh, they don't have enough odd parts on that team. Why don't you throw Noah in there? For real. Again, I don't know what that team's going to look like. So, have you seen some of these predictions, by the way?
The rankings are way over my head.
Ranking.
Yeah, they're way over my head.
I saw one where the Lakers were ranked eighth. Not in the West. Eighth. Yeah, in the whole
NBA.
That's way above.
They were ranked above Portland.
That's great. Well, I don't like Portland this year, but I think Portland might be on the way out of the playoff mix this year. Yeah. But eighth? Yeah. That motley group. You know what's crazy, though? The NBA loves it. It's going to be hard not to watch to see how all those pieces, to
because
see Rondo
you're tuning in to
and
see
Stevenson
what's going to happen.
JaVale McGee and LeBron, exactly right. And Lonzo Ball and his old man and everybody and everybody involved in that. And the NBA loves it because it's going to be impossible not to watch.
It is the Mike Tyson version of the NBA. You know how the last 10, 15 fights that Mike Tyson did, everybody paid for the pay-per-view because you wanted to see what will Mike Tyson
what's
do
happen next?
Tonight.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen with Rajon Rondo.
Yeah,
leading the way.
I don't want to admit
Stevenson.
It. I wish I did. Wasn't this way?
I'll be tuning
I'm
in.
I'm gonna watch it.
I'll be tuning in.
I wish I could say nah.
Yeah,
forget
I'll be
about
tuning
it.
In.
They're gonna be on TV enough, so
it'll
be a team to watch. This year's there's a lot of intrigue this season. A lot coming up. We're gonna see, as I mentioned, the Cavs are gonna see it firsthand in Toronto Wednesday night, then on to Minnesota on Friday night as we kick off the regular season back home at the Q, 6 o'clock tip against the Atlanta Hawks on Sunday. That will be the home opener for the Cavs this year. When we come back, Jack Armstrong, analyst on the TV side for the Toronto Raptors, we will get an up-close and personal look at what this club will look like, the team that the Cavaliers will see on Wednesday night.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
There's a fight in this city,
And it lives in the blood of all of us, driving us, uniting us. This fight is our birthright. So on your feet, Cleveland. Be the one thing you were born to be. Be the fight.
Cavaliers basketball begins Sunday, October 21st, with opening night driven by Goodyear. All fans receive a t-shirt courtesy of Cleveland Clinic. Head to Cavs.com for your tickets today.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com and nkotv.com. New Kids on the Block.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession steals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Sunday, November 4th at 5 p.m. is a Monsters Family Day presented by Castaway Bay as the first 2,500 kids age 12 and under receive a Castaway Bay Day Pass. And stick around for a post-game skate presented by Hudak Dental.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ. John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito, the English and Spanish radio voices of the Cavaliers. Great to have you with us. The Cavs open up the regular season north of the border. It is on Wednesday night. Certainly looking forward to that. And I've been looking forward to this. This is one of my favorite people on the circuit, Rafa, television analyst for the Raptors. He and Matt Devlin do a fantastic job on the TV. Even more fun to talk to when we're up there in Toronto. It is Jack Armstrong. Jack, how are you? How'd the summer go? And are you all recharged and ready to get it going for these 82 games?
How are you, John? Rafa, how you guys doing? Yeah, looking forward to it. And hey, don't forget I do radio, too.
You have a face for radio?
That's well, I definitely have a face for radio. I started it. You know, it's my 21st season with the Raptors, and started 21 years ago as the radio analyst, and still do both TV and radio, so I love both of them, and I'm excited about it Wednesday night, and to look forward to seeing you guys in Toronto.
Yeah, no question about it. We're looking forward to seeing all of you guys as well. The big question, Jack, Kawhi Leonard comes to this team, of course, DeRozan. You've seen this team now throughout camp. You've seen it in the preseason. What has your trained eye seen in terms of what this team looks like now? And do you like what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's one of those situations right now for the Raptors that obviously it was a difficult trade to make because you trade one of the all-time greats in franchise history, and the Raptors have – in spite of coming up short in the playoffs, when you look at their regular season record the last 5 years, it's the best mark in the Eastern Conference, and it's been best mark in franchise history. And DeMar DeRozan had a lot to do with that, and Jakob Poeltl was a young up-and-coming player. But in order to get better, you got to give up good players. And I think you get two guys with championship rings and Danny Green and obviously a Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi Leonard's a fabulous player. And to me, I think when you look at adding him to the mix and just his talent level and what he brings on both sides of the ball, I think it was a move that they thought they had to make.
Jack, how are you? I wanted to ask you. You mentioned Jakob Poeltl, one of the young guys in the Toronto roster, but you have the original OG in the coaching staff now with Phil Handy, but OG Anunoby. He's the guy that I think got a really good taste of playoff basketball last year. He had the job of guarding LeBron James for a long period of time. What's expected of him, or what is the team expecting of Anunoby this year?
you know, I think they expect a big step. And Rafa, you saw it during the Cavs series. I thought he played, you know, about as well as he could for a young player and hung in there with LeBron. But LeBron is a, you know, transcendent talent and a guy that, you know, that, you know, is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I think there's a lot of high hopes for him in terms of just how he guards people and his strength and just his ability to really be someone that could impact the game in a positive way on both ends. You know, he shoots it pretty good, and he's just getting more comfortable day in, day out of developing his game. So to me, I just think he's a guy they have real high hopes for. More importantly, I think with defensive versatility in today's NBA, to be able to go a little bit small, be able to switch and give different looks, different matchups. When people go small, or if you want to go small, to have a guy like him and Kawhi Leonard both playing at the same time with their, you know, athleticism and quickness and ability to cover will really make this team that much better.
We are talking to Jack Armstrong, television and radio analyst for the Raptors. Of course, Jack Dwayne Casey was a mainstay in Toronto over the last seven seasons. What is different, if anything, now with the Nick Nurse era underway?
You know, I don't know yet. You could speculate all you want based upon what we've seen in preseason, but it really only matters when the ball goes up for real starting on Wednesday night.
Right.
So I think he's going to be pretty innovative and aggressive and creative and try different things. And obviously this franchise has done really, really well and yet, you know, come up short when the big moments have come in the playoffs. So he's going to try to dig deep and experiment with some things during the regular season to see, mixing and matching-wise, maybe some things that are going to help their team have better solutions to problems and challenges come, you know, in the springtime. And to me, I think he will, you know, search those things out and be very flexible in terms of the lineup and how they're playing and what they're doing. And so I'm as curious as the next guy, but I, you know, I think they're going to be a little more up tempo. I think they're going to be a little more aggressive defensively. And I wouldn't be surprised if they shot a few more threes. So I think those would be a few things that jump out at me right now based upon watching, you know, the preseason.
Speaking of being curious, Jack, Kawhi Leonard came to Toronto. Obviously, the trade was a big news all over the place, you know, but his health. What can you tell us about Kawhi Leonard's health after he missed almost the whole season last year?
Well, yeah, he only played 9 games last year, Rafa. You're right. And, you know, to me, you know, I thought what I saw so far in preseason, he looks pretty comfortable. Obviously, when you only play 9 games, 5-on-5 live in a year, there's going to be some rust and it's going to take some time. I don't think his game timing is there yet, but I do think based upon what I've seen so far, his comfort level and just his awareness and moving around the floor and all those things, he looks actually pretty good. So, you know, will he be better on October 30th than he will be on this Wednesday? Yeah. Will he be better a few weeks after that? Yeah. So I'm not sure if you'll see the best of him on Wednesday night, but I'm sure you're going to see better than maybe what we've seen the last few weeks. And I think so far what I've seen has been pretty good.
Nothing wrong with that on Wednesday, okay? So don't
Yeah, we don't have a problem with that.
As long as I bring my A-game, Rafa, it's all good.
Hey, Jack, always great catching up with you. Thanks so much for taking the time. You keep up the great work, and we'll see you in a couple of days.
Guys, my pleasure. Behave yourselves in Toronto.
Yeah, we'll always try our best. We'll try our best. Thanks, Jack. Thanks to Jack Armstrong. Hey, one of the best at what he does, isn't he?
I love him. I think he's the guy that always – I hope that we do the same to the guys that come, to our partners that come here to the Cube, because when you go to Toronto, he always makes you feel at home. He always, even though he I have to say goodbye to him and go all the way up to the gondola. But I just enjoy talking with him and enjoy spending time with him in Toronto.
Isn't it fun, too, hearing a guy with such a strong Brooklyn accent?
Yeah.
Still endearing himself to all the Canadians that they report to. And he's great, and they love him.
He didn't say one A, so no, he's right. Still from Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's one of the best. So thanks to Jack Armstrong for filling us in. Cavs and Raptors on Wednesday night to kick off the regular season. We will step away for just a moment. Be back to close up shop right after this on Cavs HQ.
Wednesday's the one-day sale at Levin Furniture, and it's gonna be big. Save on hundreds of items throughout the store, and you'll get not a $50 gift card, not $100, but a $250 gift card with your $9.99 purchase. That makes our Oak Park five-piece dining set now just $8.49 with your gift card. Plus, pay no interest for 12 months. It's gonna be big. One day only, Wednesday at Levin's.
The Eagles, live in concert.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing over four decades of hits.
Take it to the limit.
Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, October 20th.
Life in the fast lane.
Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check eagles.com.
Come on, we're gonna be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
Only about 48 hours until the Cavaliers get it going for real in the regular season. The Cavs will be in Toronto to take on the Raptors. Tip time at 7:30, then off to Minnesota. 8 o'clock Eastern is tip time on Friday, and then back home. Home opener Sunday, 6 o'clock tip against the Atlanta Hawks. And on La Mega, fans will be treated to a double dose of Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Yeah, we have
Browns during
the Buccaneers at 1.
And then
with the Browns, and then the Cavs open the season at the Cube.
Look at that. You heard your listeners are going to have Rafa overload on
Rafa all the time.
Straight hours of Rafa. You better take it easy during the Browns game. Save yourself a little bit.
Hopefully they won't. I want to have the opportunity to get excited, but you know, it'll be fun. I've done this before. I used to do it when I was the voice of the Nets and the Jets in New Jersey.
Very nice.
So I would do that. I did the Nets a couple of times and then cross the street because the Meadowlands right. had the IZO Center, I think it was called.
Mm-hmm. IZO, yeah.
Just walk across mm-hmm. and do the Jets on the other side.
Ever get the names mixed up?
Oh, yeah. I'll be doing a couple of welcome back to the Browns.
That's not
easy. The Browns in Espanol. And it's like, oh, no, I mean the Cavs. It happens to me when I'm just doing one of them.
Right. Right. That, you know, it's easier. It's really easy to do. Yeah. what I'm, and I don't want to get it in your head to jinx yeah. you. So get that. No, out
it
of your
happened
head.
To me on Sunday with the Los Angeles Chargers.
I still say
San Diego came to mind, and it just never left my mind.
I still say San Diego, Oakland.
So I went back to Chargers.
I mean, that's gonna mess yeah. me up. For Las Vegas is not gonna roll off the tongue at any point. Should be fun. Yes. Wednesday night, here we go, Rafa. What are you looking forward
to? I'm excited to see what we look like on yeah. a real game. You know, Kevin played, 90 minutes in the preseason?
Not much.
You know,
which is good.
So it's fine. Right. He's fine. We've seen him play a lot longer in practice. So I'm just eager to see how Coach Lou and his staff are going to use the bench. You know, who's going to step up? Who's going to keep executing what we've been practicing? And the fact that they want to run and gun. You have to keep in mind that when you run that way, you got to run back on defense. So it's all a matter of just giving it time and see who, once the pieces settle into place, who's going to be the starting lineup, who's going to be coming off the bench, the first man off the bench and all that. I think it'd be great to see what this is going
to
be.
We start to find out the answers on Wednesday night. Our thanks to Joe Gabriel. Our thanks to Jack Armstrong. For Rafa, I'm John. Have a good evening. This has been Cavs HQ.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice, Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, John McVie, Mick Fleetwood, Neil Finn, Mike Campbell, Fleetwood Mac. Friday, October 26th, Quicken Loans Arena. The legacy continues with all the songs you know and love. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com, venue box office, or by phone. The Mac is back. Fleetwood Mac.